It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So experts are now saying we know how many people it's going to take to colonize Mars.
Do we now? How many?
110.
Okay.
That seems to be the perfect number.
Everybody's going to have their role.
That way there's enough tools, commodities, oxygen, agriculture, and other small industries that will be necessary to sustain human life. They don't think a small handful of people can work hard enough or do enough to keep themselves alive.
Now, these people, when they go over there, is that like a life commitment there?
The way NASA keeps couching this, if and when we ever actually go to Mars, this will be where you live the rest of your life.
It's a one-way ticket.
Basically, that's what they're saying. Now, they keep putting it that way because it's not a death sentence. You're not going to die on Mars. No. That's just where you go and live the rest of your life.
You're going to live there, but eventually you will die there.
I'm thinking that's a safe assumption.
Death sentence, I guess, is just a harsh way to put it. We're not living a death sentence here.
No.
We don't look at our lives like that. So I guess, you know, it's the way you look at it.
But they keep equating it to the early explorers when they would leave their homeland and go settle in the New World or somewhere else. That wasn't a death sentence. That's just where they lived the rest of their life.
But they had a choice to go back.
And they did indeed.
Easily. Could have. I mean, I say easily. It was possible.
So we don't know for sure when we're actually going to ever end up on Mars or if we'll ever even end up on Mars.
Would you live there?
Me personally?
Yes.
At this date and time and at the age I am, why not? I mean, I've had my kids. I've lived my life. I've done my thing. But I definitely would not go to Mars and take children. And I wouldn't have children on Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair to a kid, you know.
I have no desire to go live on another planet. None. I'm good.
My family would be great with
me
taking off and like not coming back.
Bye, Brian.
It's like, thanks, Dad. See you later.
Have fun in outer space.
But let's be honest, I'm also a giant scaredy cat and I'm too fat for the space suit. So this is a moot point. I'm never going to be asked to go to Mars.
Are there going to be requirements?
Oh, yeah.
Like you have to.
They're not looking for radio DJs. They're looking for like people who can build water purification systems.
But I mean, you're going to need communication. So why couldn't you?
Take a radio engineer. Don't take a morning show host.
Well, you know things. You can talk.
I think I would just be that annoying guy that would show up and they'd be like, you know, we're planting potatoes and Brian's over there telling us about the history of Jimi Hendrix.